debate, Democrat Maggie Hassan claims to support Title 42 after voting against it. By Wendell Hasibo on October 27, 2022. Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, in Thursday's debate with Republican General Don Bolduc claims she supports Title 42 after voting against it. The Biden administration should not prematurely lift Title 42. There is consensus that when Title 42 is lifted, there will be a surge of migration, she claimed. That's why I have pushed back against the administration to lift this Title 42 prematurely. Title 42 permits Border Patrol agents to block illegal migrants from entering the nation due to recently being in a nation where communicable diseases are present, such as coronavirus. The Biden administration has tried to terminate Title 42, but the courts have so far blocked the attempt. Breitbart News has since reported that U.S. Border Patrol agents apprehended a record-setting 2.2 million migrants during the recently closed fiscal year 22. This represents a massive 33% increase over the previous record set just last year by the Biden administration. In April, Hassan voted against Republican efforts to force a vote on an amendment to a coronavirus bill to reinstate Title 42 restrictions. In addition, Hassan has refused to oppose the Biden administration's catch-and-release illegal immigration policy. The term catch-and-release refers to the administration's policy of releasing migrants throughout the nation while they await a court hearing rather than detaining them, as required by law. Hassan has also opposed former President Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico policy that President Joe Biden ended. The policy was said by security experts to have greatly stemmed the flow of illegal migrants into the nation. Hassan's challenger, Republican General Don Bolduc, is very strong on border security and has accused Hassan of fueling the border crisis. She has supported Joe Biden 100% of the time, Schumer 96% of the time. People are struggling in New Hampshire, General Bolduc told Breitbart News Saturday on October 8. I think everything that Senator Hassan was doing is hurting Granite Staters. Bolduc is virtually tied with Hassan in the polls, despite being outspent by 9 million, according to third quarter campaign totals. Follow Wendell Hasibo on Twitter at Wendell Hasibo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.